Our next speaker is Michael Poole. He is a senior associate in the Austin office of Norton Rose Fulbright. So without further ado, Michael.
Good morning, everyone. So my name is Michael Poole, and today I will be talking about ex parte reexaminations. Now, reexaminations, they're a little weird, and they're not rare, but they're also not too common. So I'll briefly touch on the mechanics of reexaminations for those of you who may not be familiar with them, and for those of you who may need a refresher. But after that, I'll be spending the bulk of the presentation explaining how reexaminations are used today by both patent challengers and patent owners. So what is a reexamination? Well, this is a proceeding that's been around since the 1980s that allows the USPTO to reexamine issued claims of a patent based on prior art patents and printed publications. So like IPRs, the grounds of invalidity are limited to Section 102 and Section 103 based on printed publications and patents. There's no 101 or 112. Now, unlike IPRs and PGRs that are before the PTAB, reexaminations are before a panel of three examiners that are part of a special examining corps called the Central Reexamination Unit. And this panel usually is made up of a SPE and then two other examiners, one of which is the one that's primarily responsible for drafting the office actions and the like. Now, like IPRs and PGRs, a third party can request reexamination of a patent. However, unlike IPRs and PGRs, the patent owner itself can request reexamination of its own patent. And also, the director can sua sponte order reexamination based on prior art that she may have found on her own. And finally, as the name indicates, reexaminations are ex parte proceedings, meaning that if there is a third party, that third party has, with limited exception, no input into the proceeding after the request is filed. So what does the process look like? Well, in general, a reexamination starts with a request where the patent owner or the third party sets forth the prior art that they believe raises a substantial new question of patentability affecting any claim of the challenged patent. And this S&Q determination can be made claim by claim such that the requester can request reexamination of only a subset of the claims if they desire. Now, reexaminations happen relatively fast, and so within about 1 to 2 months, and sometimes I've seen it even less than a month, the examiner will come out with a reexamination order. Where the examiner determines if a S&Q was raised as to any claim. If there was no S&Q, then the proceeding stops there. However, if there is an S&Q, then reexamination is ordered to resolve that question. Now, what happens next depends on what the patent owner does. If the patent owner does nothing, then the first first communication from the office will come out in about 3 months after the order. Technically, the office does not have to reject the claims. It could determine that while it ordered reexamination, the prior art was insufficient to render the claims unpatentable. But in all likelihood, if the patent owner says nothing, the examiner will issue a non-final office action rejecting one or more of the claims. Patent owner can actually speed this process up by filing what is called a waiver of statement. And if they file this waiver, then the first communication or the first office action will come out within days or even on the same day as the reexamination order. Now, if the patent owner instead elects to file a patent owner statement, that is due within 2 months. And that's the patent owner's first opportunity to present claim amendments or arguments to distinguish its claims over the prior art in the reexamination request. Now, the one thing that patent owners need to be cognizant of is that if the request was made by a third party, this gives the third party an opportunity to provide additional input in the form of a third party reply, which is due 2 months later.